Welcome to Women of God on the Frontline, Victorious, a podcast for and about victorious women accepting and celebrating their calling in spite of the many challenges faced while on the front line. On today, I would like to share on resilience, a topic I feel is very timely. My prayer is that it will be a blessing to you as it has been to me. Resilience in the face of opposition. Ephesians 6, 10 through 18, and it reads, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye have been able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints." Resilience is defined as the capacity to recover quickly from difficulties, tough times, the ability of a substance or object to spring back into shape. It's knowing how to cope in spite of setbacks or barriers, as well as a measure of how much you want something and how much you are willing to overcome to get it. So if I could add to the emphasis of this word resilience, I would cry out to you, sis, bounce back. Resilience. Resilience in the face of opposition. In the face of or in spite of opposition. Without opposition of any kind, there will be no need for resilience. And without the armor of God, our oppositions will seem greater than our ability to exercise resilience. Frontline is defined as the most important, influential position in a debate or movement, and mission is defined as an important task. I mentioned earlier that the subject is timely, relevant, because we are facing oppositions of all kinds right now. Political, racial, pandemic, deaths, financial struggles, family struggles, you name it. And as we face these oppositions, we as believers in Christ have the most important, influential positions and have been summoned by God to walk out the important task of inserting resilience. Inserting resilience is our ability to bounce back from the stresses of life. It's not about avoiding the stress, but learning to thrive, prosper, succeed, increase, grow well within the stress. Paul pleaded to the Ephesians to dress for the battle, a battle that is real and ongoing. We all know the enemy has been defeated, but we also know that he is not going down without a fight. His daily intentions are to destroy goodness and steal the true life that only Christ can bring. What you face, what I face on today is no ordinary battle. Therefore, it calls for extraordinary armor. An armor that is all God, his truth, his righteousness, his salvation, his word. Jesus fought the battle and won. And he laid the armor of victory before us. So yes, suit up. It is indeed a battle won and ongoing, but you and I were made to fight it. Not by our own making, but by the already tried and true armor of our God, our good Father, our Messiah and King. Thanks for tuning in. Join me on the next episode as I continue to share with you some key points that will prayerfully help strengthen our resilience and prove why we can insert it in the face of opposition while we are experiencing our very own individual's frontline experiences called life. Until next time, be amazingly blessed.